Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, you might remember we were talking about this, thanks to Ken Harley, for a few days before it became evident something had to be done urgently for the community out there in Mareeba. And there was this lovely lady, to her great credit, handwritten message delivered to the letterboxes all over the place up there, given the explosion in juvenile crime. These were elderly people that were under siege. Their homes were being broken into, everything being stolen that was easy to be carried away, including mobility scooters. Just went on and on. It was just disgusting what was happening, and possibly the worst targeting of a community anywhere in the state. Now, this is what this lady wrote under the heading Meeting. A meeting of citizens concerned about increased theft and vandalism in Mareeba will be held at the QCWA Hall, Wilts Street, on Friday, 8 November at 10 a.m. That was a Friday just gone. Everyone welcome, tea and coffee supplied. We all desire, she wrote, to feel and to be safe in our own homes. And that was fundamentally the message. Now, what transpired? Well, we got a message from probably a few minutes into the meeting on Friday. It was chock-a-block, standing room only, which is a remarkable response at such short notice. Now, attending that meeting, to his great credit, newly elected LNP state member for the seat of Cook, David Kempton. Now, I put a call through to David. I reckon it was about, I don't know, 11:15 or something. The message came back, can't speak. It is so busy here with people talking about what they're enduring and demanding action. We'll get back Monday. And he's been true to his promise. I just looked up at the screen and it says David Kempton on the line. David, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you going?
And thank you for responding today as promised. What happened Friday?
Well, they didn't hold it in the CWA hall because it wasn't big enough, so they moved around to the council hall. There would have been over 200 people there, mostly elderly, and it was a highly emotional meeting. There's a lot of pain and a lot of trauma. The police were there, the Department of Housing, and several frontline social welfare groups. And the message is just the same, that people are frightened. Mm-hmm. Right through the election campaign, this was the question I asked people most, and they'd either been impacted by crime, knew somebody, or were frightened of the consequences of being broken into. So it was a highly emotive meeting.
Give us an example of what those residents out there have been enduring.
Well, there was one lady who'd been broken into several times, and these young people were taunting her. And on one occasion, she followed them to their homes to give a piece of her mind to the parents, and it's just been ongoing. She moved to Mareeba because she thought it would be a safe and peaceful place to live. Then there was a numerous older people who just don't have anyone to support them, who are virtually being terrorised. It's a pretty compelling argument that this just needs to be sorted out.
Well, that brings all sorts of thoughts to mind. How on earth do we move towards sorting this out? The newly elected Premier says we're going to see a reduction in youth crime over a period of time. And a lot of those, the crimes he's talking about are crimes not necessarily being committed here in Mareeba, which is a hell of a long way from far off Brisbane. What do we do here in far north Queensland to ensure those people up there that are suffering so badly in Mareeba that something will be done?
Well, John, of course when there's this sort of emotion involved and fear, and people are fearful, they were really looking for somebody to blame, and the police, to their credit, the officer in charge of the station was there, and he copped a bit of a bashing about police response and police involvement, and it went on for some time, and he did a great job of trying to reassure people that with the resources he had, he was doing the best he could. The Department of Housing was in strife over the security around these housing-provided homes and so on. And then a lot of people got up with solutions, including Jeff Guest and a number of other people from PCYC, and it went. This is why it really went on for a couple of hours. But I tried to explain to the meeting that this isn't a problem that's just arisen, and it's not the fault of any one group of people. The police haven't let down the community. The magistrates haven't let down people. This is a 10-year process where the government failed to address this emerging youth crime, and it's become systematic, and that's what we need to change. So it's got to be exactly as David Crisafulli says. The very first thing we need to do is put in place the laws that empower the police and the magistrates and the other frontline workers to really attack this problem and start making inroads to the level of crime. Then we've got to understand what it is that's motivating these young people to do it. Is it drugs? Is it status? Is it doing it because they're bored? And we really need to understand that. But irrespective of why they're doing it, we need to address it. So there has to be alternatives. There has to be education. There has to be intervention. There has to be maintenance, rehabilitation and support as an alternate to going into custody. But if they're going to commit these crimes, then they will end up in custody. And it won't be a picnic like it is now where they get an iPad and a McDonald's menu. It will be a hard road for them. And unless we make that start and make it right now, this is just simply going to get out of hand.
Interesting point you made about fundamentally freeing up the police and magistrates. The sort of restraints that you're thinking of when you say that, what would they be that have to be attended to?
Well, the problems were the police are under-resourced.
Yes.
And we need to virtually double the police, the police numbers and the resources in a community like Mareeba to be able to address this. The magistrates were tied up with this sentencing into custody as a last resort, which meant these young people just got off time and time and time again with a slap on the wrist. But talking to the local magistrate up there, I think I mentioned this before, he could finally convict somebody. There'd be a phone call made to the review commission in Brisbane, and that young person would be out again by that afternoon.
Yes.
So it's just the level of frustration in those people that are charged with the responsibility of dealing with crime that have not been resourced and have not been supported. So that's the second step after the legislation that we need to address.
You're going to go to Brisbane to fire off Parliament House here with an issue that fundamentally is alien to so many of those members down there. Are you sure you're going to get a hearing, a supportive hearing, a sympathetic hearing for what's happening to these people in Mareeba?
Well, John, the point I made to the meeting the other day is this is a community problem that is created in the community and its impact in the community, and the solution has to be the same. So the LNP government, of which I'm a part, can provide the resources, the legislation, the programs, but we need to take responsibility in Mareeba and address the problem there. They'll hear me, all right, because that's why I've been elected. I'm certainly not afraid to stand up in any forum and support those people that I promised last Friday I would support to the end.
Of course, they're looking for immediate relief, and this is going to be your challenge. How on earth do you see any sort of visible improvement in the situation there in the immediate future?
John, you can really only, to get an overnight response, start looking at things like curfews, which really don't work in the long term. They can create much greater use of resources. They can create greater division, and they can set these young offenders aside even more than they are now. It's just going to take time, but at least the community understand that the LNP is doing something and will do something to address this systematic problem that's been getting worse and worse for a decade. You just cannot keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different outcome. That's madness.
Exactly. By the way, you'd be fully aware we've been relying on Ken Harley. He's just magnificent. He's been keeping us up to date with a worsening situation there, to his great credit. Now I'm presuming you'll be available on this program too, fundamentally keeping us up to date with what you're able to get over the line as far as addressing this matter is concerned, and also give us some updates on how it's going and how you expect it to work in the near future. That'd be greatly received here, David, at the radio station.
Yeah, well, Ken was at the meeting the other day and he had some good points to raise, and certainly, John, I'll always be available because getting information out to the community is part of the solution to the problem.
Yes. Good on you, David. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
David Kempton, he's the newly elected LNP state member for the seat of Cook.